Hello, this is Charles Shepherd of the Fort Wayne Museum of Art, bringing you another chapter of American Stories, the behind-the-scenes look into America's history of art and culture. Today's story is about outsider artist Thornton Dial, a prolific folk artist who created paintings, assemblages, sculptures, and who is considered one of the handful of 20th century artists who successfully bridged the chasm of self-taught versus academically trained artists. Thornton was born to Mattie Bell in 1928 in Emil, Alabama, and he grew up in abject poverty without ever meeting his father. He lived with his mother until he was three, and then, after she lost her job, Thornton and his half-brother Arthur moved in with their second cousin, farmer Buddy Jake Dial. He was immediately put to work, and by the time he was five, he was earning his keep as a mule driver on the farm. But when Thornton moved in with Buddy Jake, he not only learned the basics of farming, he also encountered his first art in the form of the primitive sculptures that Buddy Jake made from junk lying around the yard and displayed all over his property. Seeing Buddy Jake's creation was an experience that greatly influenced him, and he soon was an eager assistant to his cousin's creative activities whenever possible. In 1940, at the age of 12, he left Buddy Jake's farm and moved to Bessemer, Alabama. Over the next 10 years, he held many jobs, including carpenter, house painter, cement mixer, and iron worker. In 1951, he met Bessemer beauty Clara May Moreau and married her within the year. The couple found a house to fix up, and Thornton was offered a full-time job at the Pullman Standard Company, which manufactured railroad cars in Bessemer. Through those busy years, though, Thornton always found time to make art objects that gave life to his ideas. All these ideas stem from his deep convictions about racial, religious, political, and social values. He explains that, "I make art that ain't speaking against nobody or for nobody neither. Sometimes it's just about what's wrong in life. I just do that because I want the world to be right." In those years, not everyone, including his wife, appreciated his honesty or his creativity. Clara May would make him bury his junk out in the yard so that their property wouldn't be so cluttered up with all his nonsense. When the Pullman Company closed its door in 1981, Thornton officially retired and devoted his time to making art and raising turkeys. His sons, however, ended up tending the turkeys while Thornton dedicated himself to his art, and he made it clear to Clara that he wasn't going to be burying his creations no more. As he devoted more and more time to making art, his creations attracted the attention of another self-taught artist, Lonnie Holly, who encouraged him to meet with the folk art collector Bill Arnett, a man who had the connections to bring Thornton's work to the public's attention. Arnett loved the power of Thornton's work. With Arnett's connections, Thornton's career as an artist just took off. In 1993, Dial's work was the subject of a large exhibition that was presented simultaneously at the New Museum of Contemporary Art and the American Folk Art Museum in New York City. In 2011, Dial's work was profiled in a four-page story in Time magazine, where critic Richard Lacayo argued that Dial's work belongs to its own category and should not be pigeonholed into anybody else's narrowly defined categories. Thornton's work has sometimes been described as outsider art, a term that attempts to cover the product of everyone from naive painters like Grandma Moses to institutionalized lost souls like Martin Ramirez. But if there's one lesson to ever take away from his recent exhibitions, it's that Dial, at 82 years old, doesn't belong with even the broad confines of that category. What he does can only be discussed as art, just art. No surplus notions of outsiderness required. When he began making his creations, Dial was unaware of the formal meaning of art. Yet, he recently stated in an interview, "Art ain't about paint. It ain't about canvas. It's about ideas. I have found how to get my ideas out, and I won't stop. I got 10,000 of them left." Thank you for joining me, Charles Shepherd, for this week's program. Please join me again next week for another episode of American Stories on NIPR.